Well, writer and scholar Francesca Mauplaisir understands what it's like to flee Haiti and the reasons why so many are taking the risky journey here to the U.S. The author of the novel My Mother's House sought refuge here with her family back in the 1970s, and she joins us now with more. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate being on.
Francesca, we just heard from our last guest, reporter James Dobbins, share with us what some Haitians under the bridge in Del Rio told him about what it's like to go back to Haiti. And one woman said, living there feels like hell on earth. That has got to be really hard to hear. I mean, this is your country.
I completely understand her perspective and what she's feeling, to be quite honest. When I think about what the Haitian migrants are going to be encountering once they arrive in Haiti, it will be hell on earth because many of them haven't been in Haiti for many, many years and therefore have nowhere to return to. They are going home to be homeless. They are leaving circumstances in Del Rio under the bridge to return most likely to tent cities that have been erected since the 2010 earthquake.
You've referred to it, but one part of the story that strikes me is that thousands of Haitians migrated to Latin America over the last decade. And upon hearing that there was this possibility of entering the U.S., they immediately took this harrowing journey. What is it about the U.S. that inspires Haitians who have already left their country once to pick up and leave again?
Well, it's the hope that there might be some sort of reprieve, that there might be some sort of a chance for a better life. And I think the other thing is that having seen others, although very few, make it to the U.S. and make it in the U.S., there's at least some hope. There's some glimmer that is not present in Haiti. I am evidence of that bit of hope.
And in fact, your own personal story is just as harrowing. Your grandfather was a Haitian government official who was assassinated. And after that, back in 1975, you and your mother and sister arrived and moved to New York. That was more than 45 years ago.
That was more than 45 years ago. I come from a grandmother who was illiterate, parents who were immigrant workers in the U.S., and that led to my being someone who could earn a PhD. And I don't say that to tout any achievements. It's really to demonstrate the sort of hope, the sort of opportunity. That's the kind of story that people back home hear, and therefore they're willing to risk their lives to come. And quite frankly, when I think of what life is like, is it really a life? You consider that not only is the country plagued by political strife, gang wars, but also by natural disasters that really add insult to injury. You know, Haitians are fleeing multiple man-made as well as natural disasters that come one after the other after the other. And therefore, we have the situation in Del Rio, with people willing to risk their lives because their lives are not lives in Haiti.
Right. When you released your book, My Mother's House, a reporter asked you, if the world were to end in 24 hours, where would you want to go? And without hesitation, you said, Haiti, so that I could show my children where I came from, so they could understand who I am. What do you want the people of the U.S. to understand about Haitians fleeing here to the United States?
I want them to understand our humanity, that we are first and foremost human beings, that we are not only fleeing the contemporary present-day strife, but we're also fleeing centuries of enslavement, of extortion by colonial powers, of U.S. occupation at least twice in the past century, of the inhabitability of our nation because of the abuses and siphoning of labor and natural resources. And so to consider Haitians as resilient doesn't really capture who Haitians are. We are very much a battered people, an exhausted people, but ultimately we are people. And that's what I would want them to know.
Francesca Mauplaisir is a Haitian-born literature scholar and author of the novel My Mother's House. Francesca, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to give voice to my people's pain.